Bottle caps can't stay bottle caps forever. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. Hey, I'm down here by our barn where we bottle feed when necessary, and I have a couple of bottle babies that have just recently been weaned, and I'm thankful for the fact that they are weaned because it's quite demanding to bottle feed calves. And I'm not saying I'm not willing to do that as long as I need to. Get away from that. Thank you. Homer's going to come steal the show because that's what he does. Hey, Bubba. I'll bottle feed as long as I got a bottle feed, but I'm thankful that when you're bottle feeding calves, it's only about a 7 to 8 week long ordeal, and then you wean them. They can't be on the bottle forever. It's not healthy for them to be on the bottle forever. They're not designed to be on the bottle forever. They're supposed to move on to bigger and better things. Their digestive system needs more than milk for the rest of their life. They need starter grain and hay, and their stomachs, because they have more than one, their stomachs need more than just milk. And so we wean them. Paul said something very similar to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Here come the little guys as we speak. He said, I came to you and I wanted to give you more. He would say this to them elsewhere, but in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he told them, I gave you milk, not meat, because you couldn't handle meat. And then elsewhere, as he's writing to them, he would tell them, I wanted to give you more, but you couldn't handle it. They weren't mature enough for the meat of the word yet. So he just had to give them some more milk. You can be saved for 20 years and still be on the bottle. And how sad that is. Can I just tell you how tragic it would be to walk into a steakhouse and have to order a bottle? To have to order a bottle of milk because you couldn't handle steak. I mean, it's one of my favorite things in the world. It would break my heart to not be able to eat steak. And yet, spiritually, that's where a lot of us are. Can I encourage you today, maybe even in this new year, to long for the deeper things of God? To dig deeper than just the surface. To long to spend more time with Him and to long for the deeper things of Him, not just the surface level. Long for a deeper relationship. Long for the meat. Move on past the milk. And that only comes with time, but listen, it's about time that we start getting weaned, because we can't be bottle babies forever. Hey, I really appreciate you joining me on the tailgate today. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate. And until next time, I love you. I appreciate you for joining me. We'll see you next time. Have a great week.